Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension. Raising our frequencies to the vibration of light. Ascension is the awakening. And whether or not you're conscious of the frequency change, everything and everyone will ascend on some level. I'm Elaine Marie, and during the next half hour, I'll be serving up a light but nourishing menu of spiritual insight, meditation, and music to help you heal and find your strength, to be here now as you raise your vibrations to the fifth dimension. Welcome to Light Lunch. Today, I am going to speak to you about the power of water and going with the flow. We'll perform a water blessing and we'll also do a light line session, so please have your pen and paper ready. President John F. Kennedy once said, "We are tied to the ocean, and when we go back to the sea, whether it is to sail or to watch, we are going back from whence we came." And we do go back to the waters. In fact, water therapy, also known as hydrotherapy, has been practiced for healing and rejuvenation purposes since the ancient civilizations of Mesopotamia, Egypt, Rome, and Greece. Hippocrates, the great Greek physician known as the father of modern medicine, prescribed bathing in spring water as treatment for many ailments. "The effect of water on health must not be forgotten," he wrote. In ancient times, magnificent public baths were erected in towns and cities, and even today people are flocking to healing centers like the Baden-Baden Spa in Germany or the famous Lourdes, where Mother Mary was said to have appeared in the 1800s. Most of us don't remember our watery experience in the womb. So unless we are being groomed as Olympic swimmers from birth, our first contact with water is when we were given our first bath. Mine must have been a pleasant experience, for I was one of those water babies who never wanted to leave the bathtub, especially when Mom made it more fun with a few floating toys and Mr. Bubble. And as I grew older, my love for the water continued, and I remember spending many summers either wading in a plastic baby pool in the backyard or hanging out with my friends at the gigantic community pool. I am blessed to live in the ocean state of Rhode Island, where we have over 400 miles of scenic coastline. And so whenever my spirit needs renewal, I return to the seashore, strolling the beaches to collect the unusual shells and sea glass. I love watching the seagulls dive bomb into the ocean for fish, and I love the sensation of digging my toes into the wet, squishy sand as the salty waves lick at my feet. So I've always been drawn to the sea, but I never really thought of it as magical until one day I heard Larkma discussing the magic of water on a radio show. Larkma are the loving Pleiadian beings who are channeled by the husband and wife team of Cullen Baird Smith and Dr. Rebecca Smith Orlean, who is also known as Pia. As depicted in the famous Botticelli painting, The Birth of Venus, we know that the sea represents the creation of life. In science class, we were taught that we cannot survive without water and that our bodies are made up mostly of water. But what you may not realize, says Larkma, is that we all have the ability to communicate and to travel through the magnetic frequency of our bodies of water. Apparently, we used to know how to do this, but we have forgotten. I find this an amazing revelation. In order to clean up the pollution of our planet's water, Larkma encourages us to clean up the pollution within ourselves by banning negative thoughts, words, and deeds. Larkma tells us we should also avoid consuming unhealthy foods and beverages. Dr. Masaru Emoto's fascinating work with water crystals confirms Larkma's teachings. As seen in the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know?, the Japanese scientist opened our minds to the hidden messages in water through his experiments with prayer and music and writing words like love and gratitude and hate to show how water reacts to our positive and negative emotions. Dr. Emoto believes that once we begin loving and giving gratitude to the water, we will find immeasurable blessings through our intentions. Soon after the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, Dr. Emoto wrote a wonderful prayer which not only sends the water our love, but seeks its forgiveness for our many environmental misdeeds. Are you ready to take the plunge and welcome a new wave into your heart? For this next segment of the show, I will lead a water blessing to help cleanse the waters of negativity by reflecting upon our love and our gratitude. To enhance this blessing, you may wish to hold your hand over a glass of pure spring water to represent all the waters of the world. Close your eyes and visualize that everyone who is listening to this broadcast is holding hands and standing in a circle. In the middle of this circle is our planet Earth, the blue planet. Imagine that a beautiful green ray of healing light is washing over you, and every participant washing away all the negativity from your thoughts, words, and actions. Now, see the same green ray pouring over the waters of marine life, from the oceans and the seas, to the rivers and the lakes, to the brooks and the streams. Let this green ray cleanse the polluted waters of all chemicals, oil spills, and refuse. Now, repeat this water blessing after me. Waters of the world, we are one. You are part of me, and I am part of you. Thank you for flowing through my being. Thank you for cleansing me. Thank you for relieving my thirst. Thank you for uplifting my spirit. I ask that you forgive me for my negative thoughts. I ask that you forgive me for your mistreatment. On this day, I offer you the highest vibrations of love and purity so that you and I may once again flow with ease. A message from a card that I have selected from the Atlantis deck by Diana Cooper. It represents the 1500-year period of Golden Atlantis, a time when people lived in great spiritual harmony and bliss. Today's card is water, which the Golden Atlanteans recognized as a natural purifier of emotions. They knew that water would cleanse their citizens at a cellular level. So they erected fountains in the temples and swam in the ocean and the rivers to maintain their general good health. During meditation, they enjoyed listening to the sound of running water. I know just what they mean. I have a lovely seafoam green tabletop fountain here in my office, and I love its melodic tones as the cool water trickles over the smooth gray-green river stones. It is a very soothing, nurturing sound, and it reminds me to go with the flow. So does this quote on my office wall, which is attributed to the late and great martial arts master, Bruce Lee. Be like water making its way through cracks. Do not be assertive, but adjust to the object, and you shall find a way round or through it. If nothing within you stays rigid, outward things will disclose themselves. Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. If you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, and it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. I have experienced the power of water firsthand. One day, I realized that I needed to stop trying to change the bad habits of all the negative and abusive people in my life. So I sought one of my favorite healing oracles, Arasoma, which is the amazing dual color therapy system founded by Vicky Wall in England, and it's comprised of water, oil, colors, crystal, and plant energies. With hundreds of bottles to choose from, my heart called for equilibrium number 75, also known as, believe it or not, go with the flow. I love its message and its striking color combination, a bright magenta top layer, a vibrant turquoise on the bottom. If you're familiar with color therapy, you know that magenta helps us see divine beauty in all things, while turquoise promotes clarity, communication, and community. By applying the magenta turquoise contents and practicing affirmations daily, I no longer felt like a victim. There's an old saying, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Well, it means that while we are focused on getting rid of the negativity, we don't want to lose sight of our blessings. Because my intentions were so strong, I believe that the messages in the water in my Arasoma bottle reacted accordingly. Eventually, my go-with-the-flow regime helped me to lighten up, to let go, to recognize and appreciate the good things in my life, and accept whatever else life threw at me. It is what it is. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. If you're a new listener, Light Lines is a 5-minute writing session that I created to help uplift and honor yourself. It's about opening your heart and raising your vibrations by writing short, positive reminders about how wonderful and blessed you are. As you write your Light Lines today, I will play my heart chakra crystal singing bowl to help open your heart chakra. In a moment, you will hear the singing bowl indicating the writing session has begun. Then after 5 minutes, you will hear the meditation chimes ending the session. And that concludes our Lightline session for the day. If you're on Twitter and you'd like to share your gratitude to help bring more light into the world, please type in the hashtag Lightlines. I hope you enjoyed today's Light Lunch. To receive show menu updates, please click the follow button on the Within Radio page at withinradio.com. You will also find this show available on my Right Lighter channel on YouTube. To learn about my vibration raising classes and products, visit my Right Lighter virtual writing and wellness spa at rightlighter.com. Until my next Light Lunch on the 15th of the month, please remember to be kind to yourself. Love and listen to your body. Avoid negativity. Forgive everybody. And don't forget to count your blessings. Namaste.